really following a thought through. Let's see if we can forget the play for a minute. Let's see if we can go back to elementary exercise and see if we can take a U-joint of thought. Let's say that you see the neighbor across the street working on the garden, and then it occurs to you that wasn't he the one with whom I once had a terrible fight, but you don't want to say it. Okay, so let's say that you'll count to one, the words will be 1, 2, 3, and then decide not to say it to me and say 3, 2, 1. That would be the word that you have to use.
So 1, 2, 3 is when I'm realizing that
the neighbor across the street that you're watching plant the trees, and then the U-joint is that memory of, wasn't he the one with whom you had that terrible fight? And then you look at me and you just say, 3, 2, 1. Okay, let's see what happens.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, did you feel that you really did it? Did you see how you completed it? See, did you notice that the time before in the play you were not completing the thought? You didn't allow the thought to have its full course.
Well, I'm thinking too much about the thought
instead of
having the thought.
Good. So did you see what happened that
time?
Well, let's try another one. Let's say that you're telling me a story, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Priscilla and Bob, 8, 9, 10. And then suddenly the U-joint is, oh, and this happened, but I don't think I should tell the what this thing is, and then cover it up and start counting again.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Eight, 9, 10.
Good. Did you see how real that was? Did you see how real that was? So what? Tell me what you were doing when it was
before?
No, just now.
No, I was thinking that I oughtn't to tell you that because.
Yeah. And did you see how lightly it occurred to you? You all you do was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and I say, what happened, Em? What are you hiding from me? Okay, so let's do another one, all right? Okay, start to tell me something and then find that thought so frightening to you that you take refuge in saying, oh, let's begin the class. But actually count, only count. Start to tell me something and then the numbers scare you and take refuge. And the refuge is the U-joint. And then just the next, let's begin the lesson again.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Okay. You feel all right about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and look
my foot.
Yeah, do you see it?
Uh-huh.
Yes. So when that happens, what is it that's happening when your foot ends up sticking up in space like that. The ankle locks.
I'm tense.
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
Well, you weren't tense when you looked at the neighbor across the street. Were you?
No.
And you weren't tense when you were telling me about Priscilla, took a U-joint thought and then continued on. You weren't tense then. Well, at least not that tense that I noticed it, and I noticed pretty much everything in terms of tension. But you were tense that time, weren't you? Why?
Because I was starting to feel like I was worried about how I was doing it, how you were perceiving how I was doing it.
Okay, great. You're really a good girl. You know, I really love you and admire you. Yeah, it's true. You know why? That exercise was a little bit close to the scene we're doing, wasn't it? And you fell like a mackerel into my net. Okay, so what are we going to do about that? Do you see how it paralyzes you? Do you see how it locks you up? So, all right, let's say this. I've talked about stream of consciousness writing. I think it really comes... See, when I get to that place and find that I'm like incorrigible, you know, I mean, I'm just filled with anxiety and all I want is for everybody to think I'm good and it's locking me up and all the logic in the world isn't going to work, then I think it's time for stream of consciousness. Now, the one reason I think that works so well with me is that when I do it, I have no shame. I do not write it well. I do not care whether a sentence is formed. And I ask dumb questions. See, I really believe in the dumb question. I really believe in a question that is so simplistic that a more sophisticated person would say, oh my God. Like a more sophisticated person wouldn't even admit that to him herself, that he could think that simplistically. That's the way I think when I'm doing that stream of consciousness thing. Because that's the way it really is. I was scared that you would perceive me as, that's, you know, like, what would you think of me? What would you think of the way I'm doing this? That's such a horrible phrase, you know? And when I find myself thinking that, I think, that's not worthy of me. No, I'm better than that. But I think it, nonetheless. So then the only difference between me and the next guy is that I set about to really get rid of it, to drink, to piss it away. That's really what it is. So you have to do stream of consciousness writing when you get home.
Okay.
And I think maybe, what have you got a pencil? Write down to here. I think the topic should be, I cannot win approval. Okay. Now, would you put another topic? I mean, would you title it differently from that? How would you say that?
Why does everyone have to love me?
Why does what?
Why does everyone have to like me, love me, or what, you know, that?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Why is it important to me?
Yeah.
Why do I let that get in the way?
And now you're going to ask the very, you're going to answer it as simply, so what happens is that in the mind, we're a rainforest. Filled with a million thoughts, really. See, and it's just that they're all popping around in there. That's why we can't get at it. But when you write it out, can you write two sentences at once? I mean, can you? There's just one point to the pencil, and those things floating around in our head are coming out just one by one on the page. Isn't that right? So that's why the stream of consciousness writing is so good, is that you really do get the thoughts out there. And as you write and really face whatever you want to about yourself, face it all. I mean, if it's there, you may as well face it, much as you dislike it, you know? And you don't necessarily be hard on yourself, you don't necessarily be soft on yourself. Just face what's there. Just let it write. Let your hand be automatic. It's as though you're a channel. You know, in LA we have channels now. Yeah? So you're a channel, and the hand is writing out everything you're set. And the hand is writing out everything that's up in there. And at a certain point, you will say something that maybe clarifies it for you. Where you see, Now you'll think, when did I, in my childhood, when did I this, when did I that? What have I got at stake? How am I going to, do I need to stop it? Do I really need to stop it? Do I want to stop it? just whatever. And you write until you're tired of writing, or until you get an answer that somewhat pleases you. Then, if you just have to stop when you're tired of writing, stop and go back to it the next day and say, I couldn't finish anymore, I haven't gotten to the answer, but there's an answer there somewhere. Then, ordinarily, you would tear those sheets up. Now, the important thing is to tear them up. Do not save your garbage. Garbage is to be thrown away. And one of the reasons we can be really stupid when we do this is we know we're going to tear them up. Not even wrinkle them, but tear them so that nobody sees it, nor you. If you had to write it again, you could repeat it, dear. All right? But I want you to bring it to me for the next lesson, because I want to just check up on you at first to see that you're really being honest with yourself, and that there's no even the slightest affectation in the way you write something out. So I do have to know your inmost thoughts, just to be sure you're doing it as honestly as I think it has to be done. And then that's yours. I mean, I give that to you, and you will see that you will do it often. Whenever there is a problem, you'll go to that, because that's the only way you're going to be able to figure it out. When you are performing in a play, and, you know, one can't live with a damn play all day long, you have to get some respite from it. So let's say that after the play is over Tuesday night, you go, you know, have a drink or the thing, you relax, you really empty out. The next day you empty out, you do your striding, you swim. Then about 4 o'clock you say, wait a minute, I have to do this play. See, and if an idea floats, if you really know how to go into the play that day, you don't have to write. But if you really feel so disconnected from the evening's work, that around five, you have to say, wait a minute, and I have to sit down and write. Write. What's the play about? What? Who am I? Well, I was just swimming, and I shopped, and I saw my friend, and I was Miss Nobody down the block, and now I've got to be this lively girl, and I don't even feel lively. So what do I do? Do I just think of the words, hey, everybody, going to party tonight? Do I think of that? Do I, etc. All right? So that's the way you would use that writing, and you will see that it will bring you right into the peak of performance. Okay. So, again, everything I give you has two or three reasons, you know, two or three purposes in your life, so nothing's wasted. Okay, Em, I think I'd like to go now to some speaking, because we've done enough on the part, and I think we have to wait until you get past that stream of consciousness writing to then for us to go back to it. We've got a nice, interesting thing. We know what to do now. We know that in class we can start like this, but if we were performing it, it would just be, you see, if we just would allow the breath to float in. Now what I want to do is teach you about speaking and breathing so that you know how to let that breath flow in so that it comes to the word. Watch this. Who? Did you feel it really connected? I didn't go, who? Feel it? See how the pressure and how you lock the breath off? That locks the inspiration. That kills inspiration. It locks it off. So that's why we're going into this other part of the lesson. I gave you the two patterns, did I? Let's try those. And I gave you a B and a Z. Mm-hmm. I gave you the loose tongue. B.
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 B. That's too far back. Okay. No, don't correct. Just, I want you to know. Did you feel it? Let's go to the next one. Ba.
Ba.
Good. Without pressure. It was in front. Ba.
Ba.
It's a little too far back. and let the other one be like a soft arrow's path, a soft arc towards the front. Ba.
Ba.
Okay, that's a little too far back. Let's keep going. Bo.
Bo.
Yeah. Ba.
Ba.
Boo.
Boo.
Bo.
Bo.
Did you feel how nice the boo part was? Did you feel how free that was? So ba was too far back, wasn't it? Okay. Right now, it's only to say, uh-huh, I feel it, uh-huh, I feel it. That's all we're doing. Let's take the Z. The reason I have to take a little longer than you to begin is that I've been talking so much, so that I want to let that breath sort of find its way back easily up to the pattern. Z.
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 That for me is easier now. Z.
Z.
Good. Z.
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 Yeah, and always think that, we'll do that one again. Think the AA right behind the teeth up at the top. Okay, see if that will get you there. Watch this. Z. Did you feel me hit right there? Very lightly.
Z.
Do you feel how much more forward that is? That's what you're going to be thinking of. Zo.
Zo.
And let me feel the breath move like a chiffon scarf. You know, this lovely thing that goes right to the word, like Zo. Feel it?
Zo.
Good work. Did you feel how lovely that felt? Zo.
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 Okay, that's getting there. So you did work, and you did. You know, because you're a real actress. You are a real actress. You're just impossible. Yeah, but you see how you're going to make it. You're going to get it. The thing is, once you get this, then the other comes in. Here, see, if you're able to do this pattern the way you just did it, all you were thinking of was zoo, zoo, etc. Did you notice that you didn't have a thousand other thoughts? You were just doing it. And did you see that you were in touch with your own body, with your own breath, and with the feeling of vibrations? Yeah, let's take for a moment, because we're there, let's take a sentence with B and Z. What's a Z word? Zelda. Zelda bit the bee. Zelda bit the bee. Zelda bit the bee. Did you feel Zelda the bee? Try.
Zelda bit the bee.
Okay, and now that you've tried it, now just let it happen. Zelda bit the bee. It's all one word, really.
Zelda bit the bee.
Yeah, did you see how you're overdoing bit the? Good. So, look. When you go to drama school, they say, speak clearly. That's because when we're kids, we go, am I going to a jelly sandwich? We come to drama school and my lord, the two sons are there. So the teacher has to say to you, speak clearly. So then what do? We go, my lord, the two coachmen are waiting you, all right? All right. So there's another way of speaking clearly. Speaking clearly has to do with awareness of the vowel, which we'll be going into. What are the vowels? In these two patterns, it's E, I, E, A, 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 O, O, U, U. Okay? Now, the vowel is the strength of the word. It's the shape of the word. It's the two columns upon which the house is. The consonants describe the house and the block. It's the yellow house with the tall and the windows on the other side. See, those are the consonants. They describe the thing. The vowel is the power of the thing. So if I were to say ow, you wouldn't know unless I said cow that I meant cow, because I could have meant brown, I could have meant how. So you learn to love and believe in the vowel. Zelda, so I'm really saying e. And now I delineate it a little bit, denote it. Zelda bit the bee. Do you see how the words move so easily? It's one connected to the other, but it's totally clear. So it's totally clear in my head about what I'm doing. I know it's a Z, I know it's an E, I know it's a B, I know it's an I, I know it's a TH and a B and an E. Zelda bit the bee. Do you feel me aware of the shape and the construction of the word? But you wouldn't know that I was aware of it. So you really begin to learn to love the vowel. And you learn to love the consonant. But you love it very lightly. Right? So let's really, for you, analyze it now. Go elder, e. And feel it right in here.
Elder, e.
Good. Now, when you said elder, did you notice that you went too far back? Well, generally, when you're first learning, you cannot say eh and on the right place without a consonant to push it forward. But move it a little more forward. In the breath, honey.
Elder,
good.
E.
Did you feel how nice? So the breath really got it there for you. Did you see how easy it was? Did you see how dry it felt when you said elder in the back without breath? Elder, e. Now, put the consonants just by the z, b, b, and really just feel them where they belong. Z is here, b, here, b, b. Right? Z.
Z.
See it on the, see it about the I place on the tongue.
Z.
Good.
B. B. B.
Good, okay. Now, let's say the sentence. Zelda, did you feel the breath? Zelda bit the bee.
Zelda bit the bee.
All right, now throw it to the winds, because the tongue, now, don't be scared. It's only here. The room isn't even painted. It's that unimportant. Now, see what would happen if you just tossed it out. I don't care if you do it now. Do it wrong.
Zelda bit the bee.
Good. Now do it wrong. Now do it right, wrong. Without your eyes closing, thinking, this is it, fellas. Just say it, or make believe it's one word, Constantinople. Right? Zelda bit the bee.
Zelda bit the bee.
That's it. Now say it with a nice rhythm to it. Watch my breath supply my pacing. Zelda bit the bee. Did you feel my... And I didn't overdo... I didn't do it. It did it. It's like the wind ruffles over the water and the waves have a kind of shape. Let the breath ruffle over the words and let them have a shape.
Zelda bit the bee.
Do it again.
Zelda bit the bee.
I mean, don't do such an acting job. Just love feeling it.
Zelda bit the bee.
Okay. So when I'm asking you to move into the tongue, that's all I'm saying is turn it over to the tongue and let the tongue say, watch me, I'm not acting, I'm not paying a price, I'm not trying. Yeah, good. If you can do this, do you see that you're going to be able to act? Yeah. So we're doing two things again, aren't we? All right. Now look, watch me. I'm going to breathe out. Zelda bit the bee. Did you feel me move right into here and turn it over? Do that. Breathe out. Then just go to the Z place.
Zelda bit the bee.
That's the idea. Did you see that you were able to do it without affectation, without, quote, acting, without a big deal, but you just did it? Now do it again, and it's as though... Do you like ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
So do I. Okay. It's as though you were all alone And there was the plate of ice cream. But before you could just eat it, which is enough with ice cream, this is what you had to do. Wow. And so all you want to do is just the pleasure of eating it. This pleasure of eating ice cream is the same as the pleasure of saying Zelda bit the bee. The same pleasure, and you just have never experienced it. So in a sense, I'm giving you a new food to eat. Now eat it. And it's true. I mean, if we were in Japan and it was a food that we've never seen before, you know, well, how do I eat this? Do I eat the leaves? And ever see somebody eat an artichoke? You know, well, what is it? Well, how do I? Ooh, you know. That's all. So it's a new food and you don't quite know how to enjoy it yet. No, I'm saying all you have to do to enjoy it is the same as ice cream. Zelda bit the bee. Zelda bit the bee. That's all it is. It's put the ice cream on the tongue and let the body do the rest. Try it.
Zelda bit the bee.
Okay, breathe out on the F.
Zelda bit the bee.
Okay, let's stand up. Now we're going to go to our great exercise, which is the simplest exercise in the world, which we love. Go ahead. Do you love that one?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, are you ready to do that nicely? You feel it all the way to the ankles. You feel like that it's like the body inside the body is also moving. Now let's find this exercise like this. This is what I'm doing with this. L, the Zelda bit the bee. I just found it once again because it's new to me. Find it. Get it in front, M. M, do you notice now, while we're standing, so you can't go to the exercise yet, because we're standing now, and standing is very complicated, and because we're moving, we've now lost the place. So watch this. Z.
Z.
Good. Z.
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 Not too far back. Let's do it again. Z.
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 Good. Zelda.
Zelda.
B.
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 No, it's B, B, B. So it's B.
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 Zelda B.
Zelda B.
Let's go to the B.
The B.
Zelda bit the B.
Zelda bit the B.
Did you see how we had to go back to the first step? So the first step and the last step, they don't mean beans to me. I don't care which one is first or last. I do them all. And I do them all the time. All right. Now let's try. With a breath, breathing out. Zelda bit the bee.
Zelda bit the bee.
Yes. Do you feel how that was turned over right there without any craziness on the side? Do it again.
Zelda bit the bee.
Now the breath must come up right to the Z. Did you notice how you went out? Then it came about mid-chest and you went Zelda. So it's only practice. Nobody has drilled you in that enough. Let it really come all the way up to Z. Try it.
Zelda bit the bee.
Again. Did you notice that you were a little careful that time? So, because I told you to let the breath come up, then the whole sentence was effective by carefulness. Not good.
Zelda bit the bee.
Yeah, did you remember that first lovely one that you did while we were swinging, and it was Zelda bit the bee? Uh-huh. And now we've gone back to carefulness. Okay, turn it over to the tongue and try to let it say it. Try to let the words tumble up.
Zelda bit the bee.
That's nice. Do it again.
Zelda bit the bee.
Again.
build a bit today.
Yeah.
The bee is a little much, isn't it? So, sit.
So what we're saying is we have this agreement between us